Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. And I am really excited this week to talk with some folks who are all part of online life groups. And so we've just had our life group launch here at the church. And we know that there are many folks who maybe can't come into the church or can't commit to going out on a weeknight to be part of a life group. But online life groups are something that we've been doing here at Trinity for a few years. And so I just want to take some time and chat with some folks who are part of online life groups. And so I will just welcome those folks with us. We have Charles and Pat and Ryan and Jessica. And so I just want to get you folks to start, maybe just introduce yourself a little bit and say what made you decide to be part of an online life group. So perhaps, Charles, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, life groups have been an important part of my life here at Trinity. In fact, I was a member of a life group before I actually attended Trinity Church. So in 1991, we actually had some form of life group back then, and I was a part of that. And then it was only in 1992 our family joined Trinity. And I've been in life groups ever since. So been a lot of iterations, but life groups, I think, are an important part of just being together as Christians to encourage, to learn, and to disciple one another.
Great. Thank you. Pat, what about you?
Well, my story sounds very similar to Charles. We've been at Trinity since 1998. And right from the very beginning, I was able to get involved. The first time I did, it was through a conversation with Diane Toyson. I said, is there such a thing as a life group for women that often are in church singly? Not that they're single people, but hubby's still at home. And she says, no, there isn't, but there is a need. How would you like to have one? So my story about life groups is I often opened my mouth and voiced a thought and found myself in another situation where there would be a small life group for a certain amount of time. But it's been important, as Charles said, it's the anchor that holds us to a community, I really believe. Because it's a small group of people that get to know each other well, learn to love each other well, and through it all, like each other too. Mm-hmm. And so that's really an important reason for being in a life group. And the question about why did I get involved in an online life group? Well, I was in a life group already, and COVID hit.
Okay, yep.
That was the launch for us. Now, some of us in the group were very well prepared to go this technical route. Others of us were not so well prepared. I still could not launch a phone myself. I know how to sign in, but it's somebody else who's got to set it up. But that's why it started for our group. And because the group that I'm in has more white hair than not, and we are now moving into the phases of our lives where mobility and getting out becomes more challenging, or we're becoming caregivers for other people who have mobility and challenging stay at home. Zooming in to our life group has just been wonderful. It has just meant we could continue to meet through COVID, but we found as we were meeting that this really suited us so well. And so that's why I'm enthusiastic about the zooming into a life group, because no matter what the weather is outside, no matter what the health issues of the week are, we can still get there easily.
Yeah.
And we have found that just because of the setup, just as we're all on screen now, it's almost as good as being in the same room.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat. Ryan and Jessica, what about you folks?
Yeah, so the two of us moved to Mississauga about 3 years ago, and you know, completely new to the area, didn't know anyone really. So found Trinity, and once we decided that that was going to be our church home, we knew we wanted to get connected and involved. So yeah, looking at just different life groups, and we're interested in the one we're in, because it's geared more towards young adults, and just yeah, we wanted to get to know more people in our age group, in the church. So yeah, that was a great way for us to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember if it was it Jordan or was it Jesse that introduced, or was it you, Kyla? I don't remember. It could have been all three of you together to bring us in, but we greatly appreciated it.
Yeah.
And still do.
Great. And I'm wondering if anybody has any stories from their life group, maybe a favorite memory or something that's been really meaningful for you.
I'm glad you sent some questions ahead of time so I could think through, you know. I mean, there's obviously been a lot of meaningful memories, particularly when people are willing to be open and vulnerable, mm-hmm. and you work through a challenging situation that somebody's going through as a group. You know, and that you support them and support one another. But actually, one of the most meaningful memories of being part of a life group occurred just a few months ago. We meet online. It's mostly senior men in at Trinity. In fact, I joked when I joined the group that it's one of the few groups I've joined recently in which I've lowered the average age.
Okay.
But we met originally in person in Germflex basement, and we did that for a number of years. And then, as Pat said, COVID hit, and then we had the decision to make. So we had a few technical hurdles, but we did go online, and we managed through the pandemic, and we had some valuable time together. Then after the pandemic subsided, we thought, shall we go back together again as a group? And one of the problems was that we had around about 14 people at that time, and mm-hmm. that was just really too many people to fit in Jim's basement comfortably. Sure. You know, so we decided to stay online. And also, there's the convenience that people can join from wherever they are. You know, we've had people join from, you know, golf courses.
Okay.
You know, waiting for a doctor's appointment or something, or in their car, in a car park somewhere. Mm-hmm. Also, people outside of the area, you know, if they move away, they can still be part of our group. That's one of the advantages of the online experience. But my meaningful memory was of Gary Clarkson, who took over the leadership from Jim Flack for our group. He was quite instrumental in ensuring that we met together longer. We used to just meet for a few weeks in the spring, and then also in the fall, but he wanted to go through right up to summer, take a brief break, and then have fall and into the winter. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Anyway, unfortunately, he got seriously hit ill, and he was admitted to Credit Valley Hospital. And he was there for about 12 weeks.
Wow.
But I think he only missed one or two meetings.
Wow.
He was there in his hospital bed with tubes going in and out of him with his phone being part of our group.
Wow.
I mean, it was such a testament to his dedication to the group, and also the importance for him, you know, of actually meeting together with us. And that spoke so much to me and to each one in the group.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's really neat, Charles. People can definitely join from anywhere, I guess. Yeah.
I think for us, it would say, I'm trying to remember, I don't remember the exact date, but it was like in a winter, whether it was last winter or 2 winters ago, our group decided to do a volunteership at Open Door. Mm-hmm. And Kyla, you were a part of that. And that, I felt, to me and Jess and I, it was really special because we were doing something not just to benefit ourselves, but to benefit other people in need, and mm-hmm. big time. So that, I think, was kind of a favorite moment or memory for our group.
I'm just going to change that question a little bit. Going to eliminate the word memory, and I'm going to say, what's your favorite or most meaningful aspect of your life group?
Sure.
We follow a certain format. We come together, we share our news of the week, we mm-hmm. share anything personal like that, and then we have a specific devotional book that we're following that we do that. And then we get to prayer time. And I really believe that our prayer life has been enriched by being online. Now that sounds kind of odd, but everybody is in their own personal space mm-hmm. and all inhibitions seem to just melt away. And our prayer life is just remarkable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes very, very long. And you know how sometimes when you're in a group setting where you're physically there, you keep reminding yourself, you better cut this off, you better cut this off, you're talking too much kind of thing. So that's the part of our group. And I love it all. And I love all the women that are in this group. But the part of our get together when we actually pray together has been just remarkable, and it just continues to deepen, you know. So that's what I like best about my online life group.
Yeah, that's really neat. Thank you for sharing that, Pat. So sometimes we might think that if you're in an online group, then it's harder to get to know the other people in your group. Maybe it's harder to build a sense of connection or friendship. So what are some of the ways that, in your experience, you've been able to build friendships or build connection with people, even if you only see each other online or only see each other regularly online, maybe?
For us, our group does a bunch of different things. One thing is, like, we start our meetings always, like, just with a check-in, a casual chat of, like, how your day went, how your week went, kind of just checking in with each other. That way. And we also have a WhatsApp group where we can just message each other what's going on in our life and share what's happening with each other. And then we also do organize once in a while meetings where we do gather in person and go out to eat or play a game or something like that. So yeah, one thing that we did, we all did the Sabbath habits. I forget what it was called exactly. Sabbath.
The Sabbath course, okay. I think. Yeah.
Yes. So just a study course. We all did that as a group. And then at the end, we all gathered together and had like a Sabbath dinner together. So that was a really cool moment.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
We make a point of getting together physically a couple or three times throughout the year. It seems that the years are flying by faster for all of us now.
Sure.
And so just we make a point of having time together physically for coffee or for lunch so that we don't have to just be satisfied with virtual hugs. We can actually have real hugs
yeah.
with each other.
Oh, that's nice.
As you grow together as a group, you build trust because mm-hmm. you're sharing mutual vulnerabilities. You're being open and honest with each other. And so with that trust, it's okay to laugh at one another. Humor's important, you know. So certainly the guys, yes, we enjoy just ribbing one another as well.
Sure. Yeah. I know that happens in our group as well, for sure. And so, as I mentioned, this is our life group launch Sunday. And so perhaps there are folks who aren't part of a life group right now, but are thinking about joining one. So what would you say to someone who's maybe on the fence and thinking about, should I join a life group? Should I join an online life group? What would you say to those folks?
Do it.
Okay.
No, I would say the same thing.
Seriously, be a part of a life group. But you've got to ask yourself, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. What are you comfortable with? Okay, are you more comfortable in an online setting? You know, you have a little bit more control. Okay, I mean, you can leave when you want, you know. I think it's so important to be part of a smaller community. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, just learning to follow Jesus and just be encouraged. So be a part of that. If you want to go online, you know, are you comfortable with technology? Because, you know, sometimes Zoom can be challenging. And also, there are limits to online relationships. And as Pat said, you know, we also try and have a barbecue during the summer or something. So we have some time together physically as well. But plus, we take time to either have a lunch with one or two of the other members, or we meet at Trinity sometimes.
Right. Oh, that's great.
And I would echo what Ryan said. Just do it. Try it.
Yeah.
Because the people involved in life groups at Trinity are people that are open to welcoming, and I think that if you have any inclination at all or any questions about it, give it a try. Be in touch with you, Kyla, and get hooked up with the group and give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be the slogan, is just do it.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Nike's slogan for a little bit.
That's it. Yeah, life groups. Why not?
Why not? Why not? Give it a try.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you folks so much for joining us and for this really great conversation. And as you have heard them all now say, if life groups is something that you're thinking about, just do it. Feel free to reach out to myself or to reach out to Sally, who helps to coordinate our life groups. And we would love to get you connected and involved. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Trinity Talks, and we'll see you again next time.